The African Union is expanding its peacekeeping mission in Somalia. That's despite a double bombing in Uganda last month by the Somali insurgent group Al-Shabaab. That attack killed 76 people. Al-Shabaab said it targeted Uganda because that country supplies troops to the AU's mission in Somalia. Burundi also has troops there, and Al-Shabaab has threatened that country as well. But Burundi's government says it's not deterred. Zach Badorf reports from Burundi's capital, Bujumbura.
Burundi has already sent more than 2,500 soldiers to Somalia as part of the AU peacekeeping mission there, and Burundi's government says it's prepared to send more. That might be considered a hardship for a country that's one of the poorest in the world, with an average annual income of about $300. But Army spokesman Colonel Gaspard Baratuza said the country is ready and able to serve, though it could use some military assistance.
Le Burundi a préparé des hommes qui sont bien formés, mais la logistique.
We in Burundi have well-trained soldiers, but for the logistics, we're waiting for help from African countries, the international community, the European Union, or from the United States.
Still, Burundi officials say they take Al-Shabaab's threats seriously. Security was increased in the run-up to the July 23rd parliamentary elections, with more checkpoints and a stronger military and police presence around the capital. Out on a hillside, 28-year-old Suleiman Arange beats a traditional Burundian drum. Like most Burundians, Arange lives in the countryside. Arange says he hadn't even heard that Al-Shabaab threatened to attack his country. Now that he knows, he says he's still not concerned.
I'm not afraid at all. But we think that our army is able to stop those attacks, but we wish that such things would never happen in our country.
In Burundi's capital, many are well aware of the threats. 22-year-old Gloria Kaneza says all the increased security has made people nervous.
People are afraid because they don't know when, they don't know where, they don't know who, and they don't know how. And now you just want to stay at home, you just want to go anywhere, you don't want to go to church, you don't want to go to the market. I can't believe how we live with that warning of Al-Shabaab. I hope perhaps they will forget.
Kaneza wonders whether Burundi should risk a terrorist attack by having its troops in Somalia. She's not the only one raising questions. A local journalist, Jean-Claude Kavumbagu, criticized the country's military force in a recent online article, and he questioned whether Burundi could prevent an attack like the one on Kampala. That got him in trouble with the government. He's since been arrested and charged with treason. Jeremy Ndikumana, the chairman of the ruling party, insists that Burundi can protect its citizens.
We'll do enough. You know, our police and the National Defense Force are aware of that. So they're taking all the precaution.
Some in Burundi say their country should send troops to Somalia, even if it makes them a target. Shema Ramiro is a 32-year-old IT consultant. He points out that 5,000 AU soldiers came to Burundi during the country's own 13-year civil war, which ended in 2006.
You know, in Burundi, if there is this kind of peace now, it's because the international community supported the Burundian peace process. They sent a lot of troops here. They helped Burundi to recover peace.
Ramiro said sending troops to help other African countries is a kind of payback. For The World, I'm Zach Badorf, Bujumbura, Burundi.